On University of Dayton Week, popular films can have a positive impact on certain groups, but the real history needs to be told as well. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Shannon D. Williams, associate professor of history, explores this statement in one community.
For most people, Whoopi Goldberg's performance as Sister Mary Clarence in the Sister Act franchise is the dominant interpretation of an African-American Catholic nun and the desegregation of a white sisterhood in the United States. But the story of America's real Sister Act is far more compelling. It has also been long suppressed and in many cases even deliberately erased. Drawing on over 100 interviews, previously sealed church records, and a host of other sources, I recover an overlooked chapter in the history of the long African-American freedom struggle, specifically the story of how generations of Black Catholic nuns fought against racism, sexism, and exclusion to make their church authentically Catholic and their nation truly democratic. Over the course of their nearly 200-year history in the United States, Black sisters overcame unimaginable obstacles and broke some of the nation's most difficult racial and gender barriers. They became pioneering religious leaders, educators, healthcare workers, desegregation foot soldiers, Black power activists, and womanist theologians. Three extraordinary African-American nuns are also on the current road to Catholic sainthood. When confronted with the silence past, the greatest responsibility of the historian and the most radical thing any person can do is tell the story that was never meant to be told. Narrating Black sisters' history reminds us that there has always been an articulation of U.S. Catholicism that understood that the lives, souls, and futures of Black people matter. Telling their story also serves as another cautionary tale about underestimating and ignoring the prevalence of anti-Black racism and misogynoir in religious communities.
That was Shannon D. Williams of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.